The Obama camp says that both pieces of the transportation pie need to grow, but the emphasis is on rail. Federico Pena is former Secretary of Transportation and Energy and a spokesperson for the Obama campaign. Speaking from his office in Denver, he said a President Obama would break with recent history and push for new federal investment in mass transit and high-speed rail.
Years ago, even before we had a very high price of oil, there were those who opposed transit throughout the country because they argued, for example, that out here in the West, people would not get out of their cars and get into transit systems or ride light rail or even heavy rail. Well, those opponents were wrong.
The McCain camp acknowledges that high gas prices have led people to use mass transit in record numbers. But the Republicans are skeptical that federal money should be spent on rail, specifically whether Amtrak's intercity lines make sense in most of the country.
Passenger rail is not going to be the primary vehicle.
That's Douglas Holtz-Eakin, John McCain's senior economic advisor. He says the Arizona senator would pursue a transportation policy that would keep the car at its center.
We have to change the way we drive and not drive on gasoline, but drive on alternatives, whether they be biofuels or the kinds of hybrids, flex fuels, and electrical vehicles the next generation of automobiles are likely to be.
The McCain plan calls for tax incentives for private companies to encourage research and development on electric cars and clean technology. But neither candidate has made transportation policy a priority.
One of the reasons that infrastructure might not be popular among the candidates now is because we expect our transportation systems to be there.
Robert Passwell is distinguished professor of civil engineering at the City College of New York. He believes that as the current financial crisis rolls on, the new president will realize that investment in transportation can actually lift the economy.
Transportation creates economic activity, and it's that investment in economic activity that would boom.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are talking about a stimulus bill that would spend heavily on infrastructure, including transportation. Former cabinet member Federico Pena says Obama supports the idea. Douglas Holtz-Eakin says McCain would look at it line by line to eliminate waste. For Blueprint America, I'm Rick Carr.